let's start off with how many turbines will we see when it's done?
There is a total of 73, and there are actually two different sizes, but 73 total. We thought it was going to be 80, and then part of the turbines now are bigger than what they had told us earlier.
Okay. And I noticed that a lot of the construction has been going on, particularly at intersections, because of the large turbine blades, that they had to kind of make a wider intersection or wider area. So we've seen a lot of that take place. The windmills, by and large, are in eastern Plymouth County. What townships are they in, basically?
Fredonia, A Meadow, Remsen, and just a little bit of Henry townships.
Now, MidAmerican, you were explaining this to me, that one company actually kind of got started with it, but now they've turned things over to MidAmerican Energy. They'll actually be the owner and sponsoring entity, I guess, then. So what type, you said we have two different turbines. How much of energy can be produced and generated from those towers then?
It's going to be a total of 200 megawatts. Yep.
Now, I know that, as we said, they're just getting started within the last couple of weeks, and people in eastern Plymouth County probably have noticed a few towers up. When is it expected that that construction will be completed?
They are going to, their completion date, they say they will be generating electricity by December.
Okay.
So it's a pretty aggressive schedule. There's a lot of employees and a lot of trucks and a lot of activity over there.
Now, landowners actually lease their ground, or
they do.
They're getting paid a few thousand dollars per wind turbine, aren't they?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so yep. Kind of a nice lucrative business for the landowner or farmer then.
It is. Yep. 20-year contract.
Now, one thing I guess I've been a little bit surprised by is that when you look at other regions of the state, and I'm thinking Ida County in particular, which is not too far away from us to the southeast, but there was a lot of opposition. I'm not hearing of any opposition to their windmills, proposed windmills, and now being constructed here in Plymouth County. You're the zoning administrator. Was there very many people that had approached your office or approached the board or anything to inquire about this?
No, actually there was very little opposition. The the farmers in the area, that's, they have the option to either get one or not get one. And so some of them are probably not appreciative of the ones that are going up, but there wasn't really organized opposition.
And as you said, an aggressive schedule. December, they'll all be in place and generating electricity then. So,
right.
And
yeah.
These are, like you said, a 20-year lease then.
Uh-huh.
Now, yeah. Okay. Now, some of these are a little bit bigger than the first types of windmills that we've seen all up and around Buena Vista County, Sac County, O'Brien, even Clay and Dickinson County, all around there, I think. But so, I'm sure as time moves on, we're seeing larger windmills and capable of doing more. Is there also a question? We've seen a couple in southern Iowa that had some problems where the props had actually fallen off or broken off. What has the company shared with you as far as safety of those wind turbines?
You know, they really haven't shared anything, but there was some defective blades on some of those that were manufactured back then. These blades are 175 feet long. So from when the wind generator is erected, from the ground level to when the blade is at the top, it's 500 feet tall.
Takes up a lot of wing space, I guess, if you will.
It does.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Anything else that we need to know about the wind turbines then that are being created? Is there plans to maybe expand the original wind farm?
That is a possibility. What they have to do, the transmission line is the key factor here. And they have to apply to the transmission line for space on it, and that takes about 2 years. So they will actually go and line up leases before they even get space on the transmission line.